Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services. Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Ann Hirsch. And we are having a wonderful conversation with Kathleen Ott in reference to seniors. And Kathleen is the bi-regional administrator for ACL, which is the Administration for Community Living. And at the break, I just learned that New York leads the nation in age-friendly...
It's called age-friendly communities.
Communities, okay.
And I'm so proud of New York because they have actually been certified by the World Health Organization and AARP to be the first in the nation to have a program where they're creating communities from youth all the way to older people to make sure that we live in communities that will span the lifespan. You know, making sure that our curbs are low so that people can get up, making sure parks are accessible, making sure that, people can have an adequate parking, especially in senior center areas and so forth. So it's there are eight actual domains under the age-friendly process. New York has excelled in every one of those and, as I say, resulted in the first designation.
Wow, it's amazing. And, you know, it's simple things. Like you just said something, I'm not going to go into that story, but curbs.
Yes.
Now, somebody came up to me with a situation about a curb that they couldn't handle a curb. Nobody thinks of these things.
No.
And, you know, that's me. So I couldn't handle a curb. But I'm not saying anything. Maybe you don't see it.
Right.
But to be conscious of it as a state and say, wait a minute. Or if we don't have the curb, then you have those. You have to have a person be able to get across the street.
That's right.
You know, I had a client, unfortunately, both of them passed away. Lovely man and woman, well into their 90s. And he was always holding her. So people always said, Mike, how sweet, you're always holding her. And then one day he said, no, she falls. So
that's
it's better
right.
to hold. I don't have
it's
to pick her up.
It's my preventative measure to make sure that I'm supporting her.
But it's the truth. No. I mean, the simple things you don't think of.
Well, you know, and I say the word prevention and kind of laugh at that example, but it is a great example because what New York is doing is they're taking a look before people, you know, really need the services
That.
You know, as really interesting statistic, back in 1973, 17 million people were expected to reach the age of 65. Now, in 2019, 50 million people are expected to reach their birth date of 65. We've grown so quickly, but it's now time to stop and say, let's really do a good job of planning for the future. Because to be frank, we got here kind of by accident in terms of aging services. The Older Americans helped give some guidelines about where we needed to be. But now, with this age of seniors, they're really not settling for the traditions of how services were delivered previously and really what the needs are.
Right,
so
right.
they're challenging the right. future, and that's perfect.
You know, it's very interesting. When I went for my gerontology degree, that was one of the things that one professor came up, he says, and I didn't pay attention, I was younger, but he says, you're going to see how the world changed because this generation,
right.
which is basically my generation, wants.
Right.
And it's the Woodstock generation, et cetera,
right.
and they're not going to give in. The seniors before, whatever son or your daughter was willing to do for you,
that's
accepted.
Right. This exactly right.
But this is tremendous for those that are coming behind.
Yes, indeed.
You know, because that's, we're doing the work, but the work's being done.
Again, we're seniors in training and we're
right,
showing
right, right.
them the way.
That's a great line. I like that one. It really is the truth.
It meant a lot.
Yeah.
It really meant a lot.
Because that's, and you got that inquisitive
look.
No.
Oh. I know that... There is a lot going on, and I'd love to hear even more about the initiatives and the things that New York State are actually putting on. I don't know.
Well, you know, again, other state governments are looking at New York, and New York is sharing freely about kind of their experiences. That didn't start overnight. They've been working on a healthy aging collaborative for the last 15 years, trying to really recognize some of the health features. And then along that, they're looking at the environmental features as well. And then they broadened it so they're looking at, you know, how children can grow older in their communities. I think we have one thing that's left undone, and that is end-of-life decisions. We were speaking about that at
right.
break. You know, at some point in time, we as Americans need to be able to embrace the fact that we need to plan for our life and also our death, and we need to make appropriate plans for that.
Right.
You know, it's and recognizing that there is a lifespan, and there's a beginning and there's an end, and let's make the best of it while we're here.
I agree. It's part of it. I mean, you can't deny it.
Absolutely.
And what I have witnessed from a client perspective and going around and listening to stories, nobody wants to face it.
That's right.
But what you're doing, and I say if you could come back a couple of months later, just for one day, and look at the mess you left, because you know your children, you know, there's nothing wrong with turning around and saying, I have five kids, I have four, whatever it is. This one's the leader, this one's the taker.
That's right.
I still love them. So put the leader in charge, do this. And otherwise, you leave a fight. And people do.
That's
and there's
right.
so many lawsuits that come after the fact. And you could have taken care of it.
And it could have been a conversation with your family. You know, when you're in your 50s or your 60s, your 40s, your 30s, that says, family, this is what I really want. And,
right. You
know, before you have to get to that point. It could be that simple.
I agree with you. And again, it's communication.
It is.
Like years ago, the parents wouldn't talk about that. It wasn't your business. Nobody
right.
told the son, and the son didn't. Now people are not afraid to talk, and that's how you learn.
That's
and
right.
really, he said, what did that person do? And here's what happened because they didn't. And why give lawyers millions collectively.
It is cumulative, yes.
Yeah, cumulatively, it really is a disgrace. And we talked a little bit in the break, having somebody there, you know, that's all goes back to community.
That's right.
You know, isolation, as you said before, is the worst. It's socialization. It's socialization, physical activity, and nutrition.
Absolutely
are
right.
The three things that a senior needs in whatever order. I don't know if there's a
and
specific
exercise,
order.
Yeah, exercise as well. We've learned that, you know, there's a human nutrition research center in Boston that focuses on nutrition research. And they've come out with, you know, how blueberries are helpful for inflammation and so forth. But what they know through their studies, when we exercise and when we eat appropriately, which makes home-delivered meals and congregate meals so, so very important. They have a balanced meal. We can live longer, and our quality of life and as we age will really improve. You could start today having never exercised, and 5 years from now, you will be in so much better shape, and your life will be extended because of your efforts.
Right. That actually, what they're doing now, which is I have a Fitbit.
Mm-hmm.
It's really a decoration, but that's besides the point.
It looks good.
No. I try to do it sometimes. The insurance companies
yes. Are
giving Fitbits with their policies now. So, and I just signed, you know, because what happens is you can be overweight, you could have a disease, whatever. So long as you're monitoring it, going to the doctor, et cetera, you can get preferential premiums. Or what they'll do is extend it, like it's maybe it goes to 100, and it'll go to 105, because you're maintaining. So they're going to make a bet on you.
That's right.
But you have to maintain. You're proving that you're maintaining your 200 pounds, if that's what you are, and it's tremendous.
Well, in our community centers, what we've done, and again, part of the Aging Network and also the Administration for Community Living, we've been talking about prevention, and we've been providing states and area agencies on aging with grants to really focus on evidence-based training. So like in our senior centers, falls prevention, diabetes management, obesity management, teaching and training people how they can take control and learn about their diseases and the preventative piece and have fun at the same time.
Right.
So it's a win-win.
I agree. The toughest question that I'm going to put to you, because you have much more experience, I do not know the trigger to get the person to pay attention. You'll have seniors, someone like Ann, you do your work, you do your reading, you know, Otto, different co-hosts, but then you can go into a senior center and say, well, you can't. I have a client that retired and bought the biggest TV screen in the world and basically doesn't leave the house.
Mm-hmm.
We sent her papers. She had to sign and return them. It took 2 weeks. I said, where's the papers? I haven't gone out when I get to the post office because it was a big package. It's like, you got to be kidding me.
Well, I think people react when something happens to them or to a family member or to a good friend. And then all of a sudden there's an awareness and maybe that's the trigger. You know, I think, again, when we're talking holistically, we need to talk as a nation about being proactive and changing the paradigm, making sure we're really in control and aware earlier on.
Right.
And I think that's going to change a lot of things about aging, and I think it has, but we need to go a little farther.
Right. Keep it going.
I personally started in the early 90s in a wellness program
yes. That
was to rejuvenate and to do behavioral modification and
wow. Changes,
and so that what we're talking about, we lived it. We actually stayed at a location.
Oh, really? Okay.
Went through it, and then every so often I would go back and be more motivated and so on. I can tell you it's major, major the change is that you can see, and the feeling is wonderful, absolutely terrific.
And swims almost every day.
I do swim every day. I do, other than a hospital visit or whatever, that may take me out. But whatever it is, I didn't swim this morning, I'll swim this afternoon. I mean, my schedule can be changed, but I swim about 50 minutes to an hour every day, and then weight training was put on to
really?
They said, your swimming is one thing and it's wonderful, but you got to put the weights in, the osteoporosis, osteopenia.
Okay.
It's not enough to just do swimming.
Fine.
And then the nutritionist sat down and calculated with the exercise what is to be followed, and I love it. I absolutely love it. It's a maintenance diet. You don't gain weight, you don't lose weight, you just keep the weight, and it works beautifully.
Well, I was just going to say, what you've just described is just perfect, because it says to us, to all of us that are listening on this program, that you can hold yourself accountable and you can also inspire others by what you're doing, and you feel good doing it. And it's really a great model to live by. It really is.
It is.
Yeah. That's the whole concept of Weight Watchers.
Exactly right.
Because you go and it's like, Kathy, you did a great job this week, or, oh, don't worry about it, next week will be better.
That's right.
versus people who try to do it on their own. I mean, some person can. There's no question. I'm going to go on a diet. Boom, they can do whatever they want to do. But most need some sort of, no matter what it is, weight training. You know, years ago I went to the gym much more because I went with somebody.
Sure.
Now I'm going by myself. Okay, tomorrow, and tomorrow never came. So that inclusion is important in my opinion. Excuse me.
I know it is.
We have 1 minute left. It's amazing.
It goes too fast.
How this really flies.
Yeah.
But I think the important thing that I want, and Kathleen will just say it, is what is available in New York? And it's everybody's, if they don't use it, it's your fault.
Well, here's what I would say just in a nutshell. You can find anything you need to either volunteer, or also if it's a health issue. You know, New York Connects is wonderful. They are trained counselors that know about local resources. So NewYorkConnects.com, 311. Again, call these numbers. Get to the people who are trained to know what local resources are available. And then you can go from there. But that's your first call.
That makes sense.
First call.
You know, and you have to have, and if you can't make it, your children can make it for
absolutely
you.
Absolutely right.
Because it exists. And that's all we do on the show, and it does get out. As more and more people hear the show and it comes back to us, you know, you have to be willing to take the first step, or at least have somebody in your family or a friend. This is Kathleen, why don't you come with me this
afternoon?
That's
right.
And
it
next thing you know, you come two or three times, you might say, Johnny, I like this.
That's right.
You know, you may hate it, and that's fine.
That's right.
This has been wonderful. It's a pleasure meeting you in person.
Pleasure to meet you as well, John.
You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.